This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Give you a little overlook on what's going on with the bass and the trout at this time of the year. On February the 24th here in Edinburgh, the bass streams are right cold. However, there is some fairly good fishing for the smallmouth in the deep back eddies that form below the riffles. Now, many of these will be from twice as big as an SUV up to almost as big as a tennis court. But what I'm talking about now, where the riffle dumps into the pool, on the sides of some of these large pools, there will be these large protected back eddies. Now, these may range from, 4 feet to maybe 6 feet deep. And these back eddies do have the protected area. They are nice and slow, so the bass can feed here fairly easily. Now, we float and we wade these areas. If you're going to wade them, obviously you're going to have to come in above them and cover these by fanning your cast down and across stream. If you're floating them, which we really like to do, we anchor our boat about 40 feet out from the riverside of these great big back eddies. We'll usually use a Scientific Angler Mastery Sink Tip 3 line or a Teeny 200 in order to get the flies down on the bottom of these areas. Some of the most productive flies we use at this time of the year in these big back eddies are the Murray's Heavy Helgramite in a size 4. I especially like the black, and also the Murray's Magnum Creek Chub in there in a size 4. Now, we are looking for big fish, and we do get some big fish this time of the year. The advantage there to us is that these fish are not wary. July, August, when the streams get low and spooky, these fish are very, very wary. But in these big back eddies, if we can drag that fly right in front of them, we've got a good chance of getting a nice-sized bass. Now, I like to make sure everybody back there has seen my fly. Back eddy, say the size of a tennis court, I'll take at least an hour to fish that, whether I'm in my boat, my kick boat, or whether I'm waiting. I'll devote an hour and just fan my cast along every foot in there, trying to swim it right across the bottom. Now, the retrieve I use is a very slow line hand stripping action, in which I'd strip those two flies I just mentioned. Strip them about 6 inches every 10 or 15 seconds. I just want to move them very, very slowly. And like I say, you're not going to set the world on fire, but you've got a good chance of getting into some pretty good-sized bass. Now, the trout fishing that's going on right now is probably better in the stock trout streams, the delayed harvest streams, than it would be in the mountain streams. The mountain streams, you can pick up a few fish, but that water is still pretty cold. Now, in the stock streams, such as Jackson Bull Pasture, Big Stony here at Edinburgh, the delayed harvest streams, they're two hot spots in there as far as I'm concerned. I got into a couple pretty good fish the other day. Now, what I was doing was fishing nymphs upstream dead drift in the pockets below the riffles. I'm talking about water that'll run from knee-deep to, say, hip-deep. Could be immediately below the riffle, or it may be down as far as 20 or 30 feet below the riffle. But these protected areas along the bottom of the stream are holding a fair number of rainbow. I like to fish these upstream dead drift using the Murray's Bright Butt Leader 9 foot 4X. I put two Scientific Angler indicators along the length of that leader to help me detect the strikes, see if I'm getting good depth, that type thing. I don't like a floating indicator for this type of fishing because I really want my flies to get deep, and since it varies so much from foot to foot, you'd go crazy trying to relocate a floating indicator. The two flies I've been doing well with up in there are the Murray's Mr. Rapidan's Soft Hackle that we introduced this year. That Soft Hackle in the olive color in about a size 10 or 12 is excellent in the stock stream. It matches a lot of different flies in there. I'm also using the Murray's Dark Stonefly Nymph, the Black Stonefly Nymph, both of them in size 10, size 12, and fishing these upstream dead drift, wading back and forth across the entire stream to fish every pocket up there. This is worthwhile. Now, the second area in these large stock streams would be where the large pool forms, we'll say, 20, 50 feet below the head of the riffle. And some of these pools in the streams I've just mentioned will get up to, well, over your head in some places. And these areas, because of the protection the trout can find, and because of the minnow population there, you can take some pretty good rainbows in those big pools in the middle of these big stock streams. Now, I like the Betsy Streamer in about a size 10 or 12, the Pearl Marauder in a 10 or 12, the Black Marauder in a 10 or 12. What I'll do, after I cover the head of that pool, then I'll come down to the middle of that pool and turn and fish these down and across stream, casting across the stream, letting the fly sink deeply, swim it back across the stream bottom by stripping it about 6 inches every 10 seconds. And I will wade down the stream very, very slowly, covering that whole thing. Now, in most cases, I can get by using a floating line. I'm using a 9-foot, same leader, the Murray's Bright Butt 9-foot 4X leader. I do, again, put two SA indicators on there to help me see, in this case, if I'm getting good depth. But I'll cover that whole thing. But now, if you're using a floating line and you're not getting adequate depth, probably it's because the stream is moving too fast. You can easily get down 4 feet with a floating line unless you've got a strong current. If you've got a strong current, then I'd go to a Scientific Angler Mastery Sink Tip 3. And with that leader, then I'd go down to, say, a 5-foot knotless tapered leader on that to help you get good depth. But that's the action that's going on both smallmouth and trout-wise here at the latter part of February. We'll keep you up to date on this as the season progresses. If you have any questions on all this, just ring me at the fly shop. That's Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia, which is 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.